Well, calculating the rise and run of a staircase can be maddening, but the actual construction is rather straightforward.
Well, that's right. But if you get it wrong, it can be a real tripping hazard. Here with some tips to get it right is Tom Silva, the general contractor for This Old House. Welcome, Tommy.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here as always.
You know, invariably, when I walk up and down a step, if I occasionally catch my foot or something feels a little bit off, I'll look at it. It will be because some part of the stair was not built correctly. Maybe the last step was shorter than the second step. And I think what folks don't understand is that you sort of get programmed to a step height. And once you take that first step, you expect everything else to be exactly the same.
And legally, it's supposed to be, according to building code. The building code says that a stairway cannot vary over its entire run more than 3/8 of an inch. That means that risers can't change their height over the entire run of the stair. So it's very important that they all match.
Now, is the equation based on the distance you're trying to cover, or is it always an 8-inch rise and a 10-inch run?
It's based on the distance that you're trying to cover. And the most comfortable riser height is about 7.5 inches.
Okay.
To get to that number equally over the run, you take the number that is from the finished at the bottom to the finished at the top, and you divide that by 8. The reason that you divide that by 8 is because that's the maximum height that I would want the riser to be. I divide that number by 8. I have a fraction. Let's say the fraction is 13.5. That means that I have 13.5 risers. I don't want a half. I want to round it off to the next. I want 14 risers. I take that 14 and I divide it into that same number that I divided the 8 into, and that will end up in a fraction of 7 and something.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be 8 or less.
Let's say
we're building a deck stair and we go from the surface of the deck down to the sidewalk and it's exactly 48 inches.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. We've got 6 risers.
You've got 6 risers at 8 inches.
Right. But if it turns out that it's 50 inches, well, then it's not so easy because you can't have an 8.25-inch step or something like that.
No, legally you can, but it's too high.
Right.
You take that 8 that you divided into 50, and now you're going to have a fraction of 6.5. So you take the 50 and divide that by 7, and you have a riser height that is 7 and 16.
Something.
Now, if
right.
you're dealing with Common Core, you have to put the tens in one column and the ones in another, and then that's a whole other problem.
You know what? It sounds complicated, but if you remember 8 and round it off to the next fraction up, and then divide that in.
Now, we also see stair stringers sold in home centers, and those distances can almost never work out right.
Yeah, it's true. But if you're going to use them, I would always say that make the step at the bottom, the riser height at the bottom, be the one that you have to alter. And you can alter that by changing the grade around it. Maybe bring some gravel in, make a step that out of masonry that will bring it flush to that bottom step.
Yeah, that's a great point. Easy way to adjust it at the bottom. Dirt's a lot easier to handle than calculating the stair stringer.
Calculation's not that bad.
Tom Silva, the general contractor from TV's This Old House, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Always a pleasure. Nice to be here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.